My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, on Holy Thursday, during Last Supper, Jesus instituted the two great sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and Holy Orders. These two sacraments are deeply intertwined, for without priest, there can be no Eucharist. And without the Eucharist, there is no church. The Eucharist is the source and the summit of our faith. And the priesthood is a call to humble service in imitation of Christ. During the Last Supper, Jesus gathered with his apostles to celebrate the Passover meal. In the midst of this sacred event, he took bread and wine, gave thanks, and said, "This is my body. This is my blood." In this powerful moment, Jesus instituted the sacrament of Eucharist. He became our Passover lamb, sacrificed for our salvation. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us of the true nature of the Lord's Supper, which was an early form of what we know now as the Eucharist. Three main ideas are drawn together here. The first is thanksgiving, which in Greek is Eucharistia. The Lord's Supper is a thanksgiving for the saving death of Christ. The second is remembrance. The Greek word is used, anamnesis. It is important to note that this does not refer to merely recalling a past event. Instead, anamnesis is to make a past event become present now. This is why we can say that the bread and wine actually become the body and the blood of Christ. Anamnesis help us to understand why the church has always taught that Christ is not re-sacrificed at each Mass, but we enter into that one moment in history when he was scourged for our offenses and wounded for our sins. Jesus' moment of offering on the cross becomes present and real. The third is covenant, or the Greek for which is diatheke. The reference to the new covenant signifies a relationship of mutual honor and responsibility between God and believers. When we partake in the Lord's Supper, we make present and proclaim the good news of this covenant. In addition to instituting the Eucharist, Jesus also instituted the priesthood during the Last Supper. He chose his apostles, who were present at the meal, to be the first priest of the new covenant. Jesus empowered them to continue his mission, to celebrate the Eucharist, and to forgive sins in his name. the gift of priesthood ensures that we can partake in the Eucharist as Jesus desires our celebration of the Eucharist to be integrated to in the every aspects of our lives. Our celebration of the Eucharist should have a transformative effect on our entire being. Just as Jesus washed the feet of his disciples during the Last Supper, the Eucharist is intimately linked with humble service. Our celebration of the Eucharist should lead us to love all our brothers and sisters in a sacrificial way. Our encounter with the Lord here continues as we encounter him in our acts of love and service to others. This is why Jesus gave us the new commandment of love during the Last Supper. I give you a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. So you also should love one another. My dear friends, we are called to participate sacrificial sharing and self-giving love. Our celebration of the Eucharist requires that we wash one another's feet, that is, serve one another, and revere Christ's presence in other persons. Let us embrace the call to humble service and love, allowing the celebration of the Eucharist to transform our lives and inspire us to be Christ's hands and feet in the world. May God bless you.